We're continuing with our look at Ganim and now the book, The Garden of Faith, or Shalamarish. We're in page 44 in the Hebrew version of the book, talking about the bad character trait of Nitzachon, the need to be right, the need to win. The person who has this suffers because he can't grow, he's stuck where he is, because he can never admit that he's doing anything wrong. And I can never admit I'm doing anything wrong. I can never move from that place. I'm in the perfect place. I don't need to change. Who needs to change when everything's exactly perfect? So if I have that view, and I'm stuck where I'm stuck, I need to have a view that I can accept that I get things wrong. I can accept that I need to change. So Arash says, as tachlit, so a person needs to decide. Or should to share by gava. Either you stay in your arrogance, tenatzeach, you stay with this place of winning, you feel that there's no one like you in the world, you're successful, you're correct, you're able to look down on everyone else, and you know the complete truth. And what truth is it that you know? That you're suffering in this world, that you have no joy of life, and you lose your eternal purpose. Your fundamental, you lose the reason for why you're here. If a person chooses to go down that route of being right, so why does he stay in that position? Because when a person holds on to the trait of being right, it comes with a lot of powerful motivators. I feel good about myself. I'm always correct. I can look down on people. I'm perfect. I don't need to listen to anyone who's telling me otherwise. That's very powerful. It's very motivating to stay in that position. But the truth is, what am I really holding on to? I'm holding on to a lie. I'm holding on to an imagination which isn't true. I'm not in charge of the world. I'm not correct. I'm not who I think I am. It's a false imagination that I'm holding on to. Or shetachlet, or a person can decide, sheyesh lecha harbe ma lelmod, or a person can decide that actually there's a lot left for me to learn, and that I can learn from every single person, like Gemara says, to learn from every person. Like Chazal said, Eitahu Acham, Alomen Mikol Adam. Like Chazal told us, who's the wise man? The one who learns from everyone. V'tikach Meshbon, Shuvadayam, and that, I forget it. And a person should take into account that certainly, in order to achieve the truth, a person needs to go through many stages, and in every stage he needs to destroy what was built earlier and be prepared to change every single day. Right? Person needs to understand that truth is revealed in stages. Truth doesn't come all at once. There's no point in your life when you're suddenly davening and the heavens open up and the light shines in and now you have the complete truth. Everything's clear, everything's correct. It doesn't work like that. Truth
doesn't
is...
Move.
Well, that's exactly why it doesn't work like that. Right? Truth is built up over time. Only over time. The Tzaddikim, who were great Tzaddikim, didn't become Tzaddikim overnight. They become Tzaddikim over a long period of time. They were growing, and each time they were learning something new, and that light was growing or different, new awareness, new understanding grows and grows. It's not like you get everything at once. So a person who wants to be on the path of truth and who wants to grow has to know that what I know today is not what I'm going to know tomorrow. If I want to grow, then the process of growth is incremental. I don't grow in one day and then just plateau for the rest of my life. That's not growth. So in order to grow, Maharaj is saying that a person has to break what came before. Meaning, in order for me to get a new understanding, what does new understanding mean? New understanding means that the old understanding was wrong. That's what new understanding means. Right? When I was a kid, and I understood that I didn't have to brush my teeth, right? That's how my understanding of the world, yeah, just nonsense stuff that my mom said. Right? And then when I grow up later and I realize, actually, I do need to brush my teeth. Right? So that's a new understanding. I have to break the old one in order to take on the new one. And so too, as we grow, we have to break old understandings in order to take on new ones. And if we're not prepared to do that because we think we're perfect, nothing's broken here, nothing needs fixing, everything's good by me, so I can't take on new understandings. I can't grow. Can't get the new light that Hashem wants to send me. Hashem is sending me, there's an idea, Hashem is sending light and Shefa all the time. Constantly. It's just a question of how much I'm prepared to open myself to it, to take it. It's there. He's giving it to me every day. He's offering it to me every day. How much do I want it? The truth is, in order to take the new light, I need to get rid of the old light. I need to give up on something, my old understanding. I need to throw that away, and I don't want to do that. I like the way, I know what has taken me 43 years to get to where I'm holding now, to where I understand where, you want me to drop that? It's taken me all this time to get to grips with where I'm at. You want me to let go? Yeah. If you want to grow and get to the next, I need to let go of that. Yeah, but if I want to grow, I need to let it go. I need to understand that what I knew before, what I know today, is not correct in relation to what I'm going to know tomorrow. Right now, it's great, and it's better than what I knew yesterday, and it's much better than what I knew last week, and it's much better than what I knew a year before, and 5 years, and 10 years before. It's much better. But it's still not the peak of knowledge. There's still further for me to go. If I want to grow from where I am now, I have to let go of where I'm holding, to know that where I'm holding is not exactly correct. Yes.
Is that, just arguing on the strength size, and also what about on the size and type?
On the side, the second one you said?
Let's say type.
Give me an example. You don't have to be graphic, but like an example.
I won't eat too much ice cream.
Okay, therefore.
Okay, like as a valid truth, but he broke it, and then let's say.
Yeah, his understanding of that time.
Now here in Eretz Yisrael, he has it again.
That's also changing. His as he grows, his understanding of his own tither is also changing. It's much deeper, right? A person when they grow, so Yitzhahara grows with him, right? It also changes, right? As you change, so does your tither. A person's tithers change. They're a lot stronger, right? If we take chocolate ice cream, right? Originally, I'll eat anything, ice cream, Jello, cake, whatever,
nice.
Right? It's all sweet, it's all nice, I don't really care, I'm not really bothered by what flavour, it's junk food, I'll eat it. But as I get more and more of a connoisseur, so I don't eat the cheap stuff, and I go for the more expensive stuff, but it's now stronger, because this is good stuff. I know my ice cream, and this is good ice cream, right? So it's now changed, right? It doesn't stay the same, it differs, but, right? So, and it's stronger, it's harder as we grow. But things change if I'm prepared to change. Some people are stuck. Some people are just stuck eating junk food. Right? They've never worked on that. They never, right. So they're stuck on that level. Both sides. their titles are very parav, right? They're at a very low, childish level. They're not very deep or strong or thought out. They're just simple. I want it. Don't know why. Don't know how. Don't care. Whatever. It's evasive because they haven't worked on themselves. It doesn't grow either. So what are we saying here? So we're saying,
let's say with ice cream. Yeah. Maybe in the beginning you eat because of the, I know I eat. Maybe it's changed now with happiness, eat the ice cream. Okay, I cannot come over my, only with Hashem said, now I eat with happiness.
Depends whether, what's the time?
Maybe with sadness, oh no, I'm so, understand what I mean? You can grow with ice cream too.
You can. Everything in the world has its good, right? All the tavas, the tava hayidua, a man's problem of lust being with his wife. So that there's a good place for that. There's a good place for eating food lechvod Shabbat, lechvod Chag. Every tava has its good side. The act itself is not the thing. You can do the same act with two different intentions, and it can be a sin or a mitzvah.
How you act after this? You feel in sadness or you feel in it?
That's a proof afterwards. But the actual act itself depends on the intention. Cool. So we're saying that a person has two choices. He can stay in his mindset that I'm great, I'm in control of everything, everything's good by me, and then he's not going to change. Or he can say, he can realize that growth requires change. Growth requires letting go, breaking, destroying what came before in order to take on what Hashem wants to give me now. The new stuff that's coming down. But it's based on the fact that what I understood today is not correct. And I'm going to understand it a little bit better tomorrow. I'm going to understand who I am, I'm going to understand my relationships, I'm going to understand what Hashem wants from me. All of those things I'm refining every day. We don't see the fact that we're breaking, but we're actually breaking the old understanding in order to have a new understanding. And if I'm not breaking the old understanding, that means I'm stuck on the old understanding. If I'm not breaking it, I have to break it, even if it's a little bit. I'm saying I'm adding to it, my understanding is getting more, but it's not simply adding. They're contradictory. Yesterday I thought that the way to serve Hashem was to beat myself up. I'm really sorry, I should have done it, and today I understand that's not the way to serve Hashem. I have to break that old understanding in order to get the new one. It's not simply just taking it and adding to it. It's changing it. We're changing. It's very slow. It's very small. Sometimes it's very big, right? But usually it's a very small thing, so we don't really notice it. But it's a question. It's still the on the same point of understanding that I was wrong. I have to be able to say I was wrong. I got it wrong. You're right. I didn't understand it. If I'm learning Gemara, I can't understand. I can't move from where my position is unless I let go of my wrong understanding. If I understood the sugya in a certain way, and it's not correct, then no one can tell me the new way unless I let go of that old way. I have to let go of it in order to take on. There's a new way of understanding. I'm holding on fast to my old. This is the way I understood it. This is what it means. Doesn't go in, then no, you can tell. I can hear very nice. I understand you understand that way. Very nice, but I'm not buying it. Why? Because I'm holding on to my view. I want to let it go. You need to let it go. You need to be not. It's a hard task. It's the avodah to let go of who we are and what we are, because we're very connected to our, especially to our tigers and our Yetzer Hara, but even to our understandings, our need to be right. It's very comforting to think we know what's going on, to think we understand the world. Very comforting, and to let go of that is a scary thing. It's a question. It's a bit like lech lecha me'atzlecha me'molodetcha. But you have to leave your comfort zone, the place where you think you know what's going on, and going to a new place, mentally speaking, right? It's very hard. It's where people. When people encounter Breslov, they have a very hard time doing that. because Breslov goes is counterintuitive to a huge degree. You've got to drop a lot of stuff to depends how you do it. I've had friends that I brought here, like when I used to learn Mahomeir, my chavruta there for a couple of years, wonderful, going great. He started doing something else, and I came learning here. Eventually he got some free time. I said, come learn with me. He came here, came to the kollel, right? I took him from the bus station, and we walked down here, half an hour walk. He's like, yeah, it's going to be really great. I've got some free time now. I'm going to come. We can learn together. Chavruta is going to be really great. Came, sat in one morning, never came back. It was just like too much.
What was it? Was it for him then?
Don't know. He didn't tell me. He couldn't tell me. I didn't push him on it. But he came in through the door, prepared to be learned, right? We were chavruta to learn and carry on like how it was before, right? Why not? He sat in for a morning with it, and then he know if he got to Rav Jaw's class, right? But the whole was too much. It was just too foreign. I mean, he couldn't let go of where he was holding. The change would be too much, and the two things didn't go together. Like, that you can't hold on to where you're holding, and he was honest enough to know that he wasn't. He, to his credit, he didn't sit here and pretend that whatever, and it was all a pretense. He saw that he couldn't do both together. You can't understand, a person can't have an understanding that Hashem's running the world and that and carry on with their life how it was. Just it doesn't work. But you have to drop a lot.
At the same time, you have to be prepared for tomorrow, because whatever tomorrow is going to bring is not what you have today, and everything kind of gets mixed up again.
What do you mean by mixed up?
It could change
again. It could break. I have to be prepared to wake up this morning and know that this day could change everything.
Right.
And really, that's what I'm looking for, so to speak, in a bizarre kind of way, because it means that I'm growing. It means that I can now have to. It's very scary and it's difficult, right? Because it means dropping a lot of things that I was like, my fundamentals that I thought this was I thought this was my, I thought this relationship was good, right? A person wakes up and sees that actually his best friend for the last 30 years is not really his best friend. That's a very scary, right? That's a kind of a, ooh, right? But I'm now seeing things I didn't see before. So that's scary and that's difficult. What do I do now?
That time you told Hashem would let you crash, put it in a place where you don't, you can only look for Hashem, there's no other solutions.
Okay.
Then, is it that time? Then you can call her?
Then you
before,
can. No. Hashem gives us opportunities the whole time to grow. Small and big. When I'm having a conversation with someone, right? Am I listening to them, or am I waiting to speak my own mind? If I'm listening to you, I have to be breaking myself to do that. It's not natural for me to listen to another person. It's not. People like to think that that's right, that's normal. You listen, I speak, you listen. We're not like that. We're very selfish, and we just want to say what we want to say. And we're not really interested in the other person. So, being honest, right? We're not really interested. We're interested in ourselves. In order for me to actually listen to the other person, I need to quieten down my own ego, break myself, and that's growth.
This is what I mean. So Hashem has to put you in the corner?
No, no.
You not look for. No, there's only Hashem. So now you can. It's like you said, you have to. What did you say before? That you. To listen to another person, you have to break you.
I had to break my desire to want to jump in now and stop you speaking and tell you exactly what you're going to say.
But it's not the same as Hashem wants. that you put your first in the corner, that you see this one.
I'm not in the corner. I can choose. I can choose now to listen to you, or I can choose to cover up your words and carry on talking, not let you speak, and just carry on with the class. I can. I've got free choice. I'm not in a corner to do either. But because I choose to keep quiet and to listen and to break my my desire, my animal, my whatever, the behemoth and the nefesh, whatever it is, however you want to call it, the Yetzirah. So that's growth as well. That's all growth. I don't need to be in a corner to grow.
But you have not how to break it all.
I have a desire.
Desire to break.
I have a desire. I have a desire.
You always have something from you. You are not the master.
I give. What do I give? I give the desire, and Hashem does the rest. So sometimes my desire works in the way I want, right? Let's say your wife is not you. Mm-hmm. Let's say a person's wife is shouting at him, and he's what's he doing? He's working on himself. He's staying quiet. He's not saying anything. He's just accepting it and hearing it. Right? Why? Because I've got a desire for that, and Hashem's allowing me to do that, to break my response, to answer back. And sometimes that's fine. And sometimes Hashem doesn't let me go all the way, and I just look enough, right? And I've lost it, right? Because Hashem never gave it to me, like, up to a point, and then. But based on what? Based on my desire. I really wanted to try and stay quiet and not say anything, but then. But that's all growth. That's all growth. The fact that I'm the Yetzirah is offering me something else, and I'm not choosing it.
It's not so that you have to be first. That you see you're nothing.
No.
Then you can call.
No. Because in the middle of it. Because we're every single day, every moment we're growing them, and every moment we're not realizing we're nothing. It's very helpful to realize I'm nothing. It can help me, but in the middle of your learning Gemara, and you trying to listen to your chavruta and not butt in and not right, let him speak. So you're not really thinking I'm nothing. You're just trying to be a good chavruta. But it's still growth. Every time I choose against the Yetzirah, which is offering me the sweet, false sweetness of being arrogant, winning, chocolate ice cream, whatever it's offering me today, every time I choose against it, I'm growing. I don't choose that. So that's a choice that's put before a person. Is he going to choose the path of Nitzachon to be right, or is he going to choose the fact that he realizes that he's got a lot more to learn, and that he can learn from every person, and he understands that in order to grow, that he needs to destroy what came before and to build anew. If so, then a person's life is filled with inyan, matters, tochen, content, and tenua, movement. Right? Person's life becomes very, very exciting. If I realize that my whole task is to grow and to break what went before, then my life can be full of completely new thing. My life changes every moment. Every moment I'm now into something new, like real new. Not pretend new, like a person needs to have news. He's got a desire for news. That's why he likes the news, likes to hear what's going right top. But really new, I'm new. I'm doing stuff. I'm moving out of my comfort zone at every moment. It's a very scary place to be, to do that. Top, we can't do it all the time. But to know that that's a good thing, that's growth, that's excitement, move of content. What do you do today? Psh, I don't even know what happened today. I woke up this morning, and then by the end of the day, gosh, right? That's a day of growth. But otherwise, a day where I just go around, you know, swaggering and thinking I'm great and knowing everything, and I didn't change at all, right? But I told everybody exactly who they were, what I thought and what they should do and who they are, and what. I actually did nothing. I didn't grow at all today.
So we're a nation of growers.
Ideally, we should be. That's the plan. The plan is growth, right? The plan is that we're here every day, every moment. And Manachem said that he said about himself, the reason why he left the world at such a young age, 38, was because he stopped growing. He had no further he could go in this world in terms of growth, because he knew that the purpose was only to keep growing. If you can't carry on growing, then there's no point. What are we here for? We're not here to sip coke and look at the stars, right? We're here to grow.
Eat ice cream.
Not here to eat ice cream, but unfortunately, tough. Ice cream's for the world to come. Right? Much, much nicer flavors. As Chayefi Yumaleva, okay, we said that. Yeah. And we'll have, then that the person will have Simchat Chayim, joy of life. And he will grasp, he'll understand his eternal purpose for which he was created.
So we have to have Simcha in order to get to growth, right?
That's no, the growth leads to Simcha.
Oh,
well,
I thought it was the other way. Simcha is a basic
Maybe it's a catch 22.
Okay.
Right. You could say both.
Okay.
Because although it's a simcha that's not like happy,
right.
Like you just, but it's happy because you realize you grew, right? When you collapse on your bed at night, right? What a day I just had! I can't believe it. I had to hear there every crazy day, and I got through it in one piece. And I feel I lived today. Today actually, right? That brings an inner happiness that I realize that I'm fulfilling my purpose in life. I feel like I'm growing. I did something today. I did something, right? That was meaningful and powerful. And that's real happiness. Now we'll do a little bit more. Therefore, in order to prove whether a person has real emuna, he doesn't need to be a gaon. He doesn't need to have a sharp brain, or he only needs true ratzon, true desire, a desire to see the truth. Like we explained, that he's prepared to cancel himself and his trait of wanting to succeed and of arguing, and after that, top, and then he's getting on to something else. So, in order for a person to have real emunah, he doesn't need to be a gaon, doesn't need to be a talmid chacham, just needs to be searching for the truth. The person who's searching for the truth and is prepared to go with the truth, and he's prepared to accept that what I know now is not correct, and there is a truth that I haven't yet understood, but I'm now seeing. And to prepare to cancel myself, cancel who I was, admit that I was wrong, in order to grow and to move into that new place. And that, he says, is emunah. Because really it is emunah, because to move into that new place, it's the case of lech lecha. Go from where you are now, out of your comfort zone, to the place I'm going to show you. I don't know where that is, I don't know what it's going to look like. I've just broken myself, so I don't know how I'm going to be standing in that new place or where I'm going to be. But on a small or a large level, a small step or a big step, it's a new step outside of where I was. That needs emunah. Right? That's my emunah. That's my trust in Hashem that following the path of truth is the correct way to go. Even though it's new and I don't know what it means or where I'm going to be, what I'm going to look like when I get there. That's the what he says over here. That's true emunah. That Hashem, we should all merit. Hashem helps us to have true emunah.
Amen.